What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing as always.
We hope everyone's having an amazing Wednesday or whenever you're listening, because Positive Truth, positive news never expires.
Just like, huh?
So what do you have for your first positive news story?
Oh, mine is a running story. I have a young kid by the name of Liam. He is 10 years old, and he actually teamed up with this organization called Running for Heroes. It was founded in 2019, and it organizes 1 mile runs across the country to honor fallen first responders. 10 out of 10 cause. So Liam, being 10 years old, he hears about these fallen officers, fallen first responders. He finds out who they are. He writes a letter to the family, and then he goes out and he runs in these races that this organization puts together. He runs 1 mile holding a flag in honor of the person that passed. Right after the race, he folds the flag up neatly, and then he gives it to the family of the fallen first responder. I saw this and it immediately hit my heart. Obviously, I've been running for a little bit now and I'm trying to get back in shape. Always looking for motivation, always looking for inspiration. And when I saw this 10-year-old running, I was like, oh, what is this positive news story? And then I checked it out and why he was doing it. I just thought it was amazing. He's 10 years old. What 10-year-old wants to go run a mile or two for whatever reason, unless they're playing basketball or soccer or something like that? But he's doing it for a really good cause, and he's getting national attention for it. So I definitely want to talk about Liam here today. I wanted to share this story so everybody can hear it. And I'll share a link to the Positive Truth podcast Facebook page.
What is the source on it?
The source is, I did not write down a source. I'll find out what it is and let you guys know here in a little bit.
I like how you have emojis on your notes.
You know, shout out to ChatGPT.
Like, this is like the difference between our personalities. I have nothing, and you have like bullet points and like lines and emojis, and I'm like dry.
You didn't have to say dry like that.
That's the truth. The truth. You really enjoy running.
Indeed.
That's amazing that he's doing it for a good cause. He's doing it for fallen heroes. Tim likes heroes.
Absolutely.
You also like dogs.
Indeed.
I also have a story about a 10-year-old, but it's a 10-year-old dog who is also a hero.
Are you? What a segue.
Pup lifting news and running news on the Positive Truth. My 10-year-old Springer Spaniel is named Henry. He got named Animal of the Year by the International Fund for Animal Welfare, which recognizes unsung heroes of animal welfare. So have you ever heard of conservation animals where we got to protect these animals, they tag them and track them?
Indeed.
Unfortunately, these conservation animals are usually, they're usually dying because of us humans, whether we're hunting them or we've
destroying their habitat by building roads, things of that nature.
Exactly. So this comes from bbc.com.uk. His job is protecting birds of prey, losing their habitats, and some of them are being hunted. So what Henry does is, if they find any bird of prey that's been hurt or injured, they take Henry. Henry has the gift. Nose. He's got the nose. He can detect 7 scents ranging from birds of prey to hedgehogs. And then he can also smell anyone that's been nearby that's come and picked it up. So he's tracking down these criminals like Scooby-Doo. And then helping the police target the criminals. Because one of the things with like conservation is when you come across it, it's like there's very little things left. So Henry has been tracking down criminals all over and almost put a stop to it, and they're taking Henry's inspiration and they're taking it to other countries.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that. So sorry, I was holding that wow for a second. I was like, he's not catching these birds and saving them. He's catching the people that are doing this to the birds. What? That's a dog doing that? There needs to be a TV show out of that, like some spin-off comic book magazine. That's a superhero in my eyes, man.
Deputy Inspector Harrison said intelligence shows that offenders are scared and worried and posting on internet forums that they need to figure out what to do about animals like Henry.
That's what I'm talking about.
We are so easily entertained here in the Positive Truth.
Sure. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we are.
It's so funny. Yeah. Before we get out of here, we need to pause and do audio meditations where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each. Because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Shout out to elementary schools that throw fall festivals. I went to one last night, had a really good time with the family. Woohoo! We took our little family picture like we do every year at the daughter's school fall festival, and the kids had a good time. Leandro's getting so much older that he's more independent, so he wasn't with Layla. He was just running around. I had to follow him, Edmund had to follow Layla, and you could just see, like, things are changing between the kids now, and I thought it was awesome. So the more family events we get to go to, the more fun it's going to be for me.
So Tim got running, dog stories, hero stories, and he got a family story.
Tú sabes.
It's like your Mount Rushmore of fun things to do.
I know. I've had a good week, even though I was sick.
What's up? I'm grateful for all of our listeners. We don't exactly have a studio. This is an old store that's connected to the phone line. I should probably turn it off on this side so people can hear the ringing of the phone. But thank you all for being patient with us. It's as quiet. This is a quiet area as we can do that doesn't involve me driving 45 minutes. And even that place has phones too. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Anyway, so thank you all for being patient with the phone ringing in the background. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. If you leave us a 5-star review and send us a positive news story, we'll send you a t-shirt.
For free.
Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.